The first thing one should know is that, yes, these are real bulls. Second, you must sign a waiver of liability. And finally, serious injury and death could occur. Other than that, it's going to be fun, says CEO and co-owner Rob Dickens. Here's how it works. All total, 24 bulls will be released.
You pick your spot out there somewhere along the track, could be halfway down, and you stand there and you wait for the bulls to come to you.
At three different times, 8 bulls will be used.
And then when they do get close, then you start running, or you just stand there and watch them go by, depending on your preference. But and the bulls will leave you in the dust because bulls run 35 miles an hour. So it's really just a series of short sprints.
Dickens says the bulls are raised and trained to run, and he adds they are not abused. But not everyone agrees with Dickens. Ashley Byrne is with the Virginia-based People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
If these bulls are accustomed to this bizarre display of human stupidity, it only means that their lives are regularly filled with frightening training sessions where they're constantly put in terrifying situations.
Byrne also questions the level of medical care the bulls are getting.
In many events of this nature, bulls are given drugs to mask injuries that could sap an animal's strength and keep him from continuing to run, which of course puts the animal at risk. So who knows what methods these event organizers are using behind the scenes.
Rob Dickens told WABE that each bull will be checked before and after each run. And unlike in Spain, Dickens says the bull's horns are not sharpened. Still, this year's running of the bulls resulted in the death of a 16-year-old who died after being gored. Rose Scott, WABE News.